Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of James, True Faith. In this session, we'll be looking at James chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Faith produces humility. Someone once said, "We get along better in the bar than you do in church." And why is that? Well, there's no hidden motives in the bar. James raises the same question, but more directly. He then answers the question himself. In James chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?" A confused view of prayer is where the apostle begins prayer based in selfish desires. You desire what you don't have, become envious of what you can have, and fight with others because you don't have it. Also, prayer based in selfish motives. You don't ask, so you don't get. You ask, but you don't get because you ask with the wrong reasons, for the wrong reasons. Why is there a confused perspective regarding prayer? Well, look at verses 2 and 3. "You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you don't receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." James then pointed out the cause for confusion. You can't have your cake and eat it too. A choice must be made. God or the world. Verses 4 and 5, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? God's math is perfect in equation. Friendship with the world equals enmity with God. Choose the world, it equals rejection of God. And why is that? Because God is jealous. He shares affection with no one. He even gave us the Holy Spirit to empower us to return affection to Him. A positive choice is mandatory with God. Indecision is viewed by God as rejection. Less than total commitment reveals pride. And verse 6 is clear. But He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Grace, simply put, is the power and desire to do God's will. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So grace is the power and desire to do and to will for His good pleasure. Luke 9:23 speaks to this issue of commitment. Then He said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." Do you want an end to conflicts? Do you want to be effective for Christ? Jesus spelled out the formula, a perfect math equation. Humility plus grace equals effective vessels. And James echoed the Lord. Humility is necessary to receive grace. Pride must be surrendered to become humble. This can be seen in our text for this session. James showed three decisions that must be made if you're to develop humility in your life. First of all, you must choose God's ways. Verses 7 and 8. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Submit, resist, draw near. Submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God. You can't leave any of these out. And the result? Well, God will draw near to you, and the devil will flee. Second, you must choose a pure heart. Verses 8 through 10. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Cleanse, purify, lament, mourn, weep. Learn to see sin from God's perspective. It will affect you. And what will the result be? God will lift you up. And then third, you must choose to be sincere. Verses 11 and 12. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge another? Do not speak evil of one another. Choose God's ways only. Choose a pure heart. Choose sincere relationships. The result? Humility. And humility opens the way for God's grace. God's grace is the key to ending conflicts. And why is that? Commitment. It's a total change in attitude. You got to choose your path. Is it going to be God's way or the world's way? You have to choose. And indecision is choosing against God. You have a great day.